Friday night is here. Harrison football getting ready for a big week two bout against Jasper. Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. He'll join us in a moment. But we're going to put a bow on last week's game against Wright and a couple of quarters there. I think Harrison turned some heads. 27 points against a team that did not lose a single game last year. How did Harrison do it? What can they do to get a win against Jasper this week? We're going to figure all that out and more with the head coach, Mo Sutton, all thanks to our sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. Don't go anywhere. Mo Sutton is waiting on deck right here on WREF. 97.7 FM, the ref, always the right call. It is the Harrison Football Show, Week 2, with Mo Sutton, the head coach. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about last week, was a week ago today. You guys played Wright, and we were talking about this last week. That is a very difficult way to open up a season. 2024 begins with maybe the best team in the area. You guys go for 27 against Wright. How and why?
We were able to execute early, and establish a solid running game. That was the difference. We were able to play action pass, throw the ball around a little bit. So, we had a kind of a balanced attack against Rice for the first time in my 5 years of being here. And obviously, the outcome was a little different than the previous four times. So, we keep chipping away and getting closer. The first quarter, we played pretty well. Things, happened to go in their favor, fumbling the ball forward, and they picked scoop and score on their own 30-yard line. I mean, they always say whichever way the ball bounces, and the ball bounced in their favor to give them their first score after we scored first. Usually people don't score first on Wright's down at the bowl, but from what I hear, but we did, and we were really on a high, and then we come back, and they fumble the ball forward and end up scoring, and still they missed the extra point, so we're still up 7-6. So that really kind of gave some wind behind ourselves a little bit to our guys, and we play hard, but football's four quarter game. You just can't play one quarter. You have to play four complete quarters, and we didn't. So that's what happens.
Again, the head coach, Mo Sutton, for Harrison football, getting ready for tonight's bout against Jasper, but putting a bow on the Wright's game from last week. Coach, again, I see it as a positive. I'm wondering if you and your group sees it as a positive, the 27 against Wright's. Again, they're a very, very talented, decorated team. Is this viewed as a positive? Even though it was a loss, you guys showed a little something.
Oh, yeah, we showed a little something, but, we're getting pretty sick of the moral wins, and, we know what we're building over here, and people that really know football can see that, we're improving week to week. The average Joe says, oh, well, it's just another loss for Harrison, but, again, you see the moral victories, and we're getting better week to week, and our special teams was better last week than, again, I've ever seen in the 5 years I've been here. We recovered a muff punt. That was huge for us, huge momentum swing for us. And we covered on kickoff. We did pretty well in the special teams game. So we're improving.
Coach, maybe this will come off as a bit of a silly question, but I think it's worth asking. You've been here 5 years, and, of course, what this program is capable of from your playing days. When you say something like what you just said, the special teams look better than it has at any other point in my 5 years at the helm, that's a strong thing to say. That is a powerful message to the radio listeners right now, and to me, I hear it, and I think that that's a big deal. So my question to you is, when you see that product on the field in the bowl against Wright week one, and there is tangible, significant improvement, how does that make you feel? I'd imagine there's a lot of relief and pride knowing that, okay, people can now see the progress that we're making.
Well, I mean, our special teams is filled with guys who care. And you know, special teams sometimes, depending on how much attention you pay to detail with special teams, defines the character of your team. That's just one point, one part of the game. You know, you have your offensive starters, you have your defensive starters, but special teams plays a big role, and we've been preaching that since we've been here, and guys have really are starting to buy in to getting on the field and making plays on special teams. So it just goes to show, you know, the character of our kids, because I don't think we preached anything different than when we came here. We just have a different set of kids, and that's what's going on with us. I mean, you get kids that, you know, not getting a whole lot of playing time when you're top 22 guys playing offense and defense, and you get somebody trying to make waves on special teams, that will also get them some reps on offense or defense if they make those waves. So that's just part of the game, and that's how we develop kids, and, you know, hopefully it'll turn into some wins.
Again, Mo Sutton, the head coach for Harrison Football here on WREF. It is week two of the Harrison Football Show, and we're going to take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Harrison Football Show on WREF. Back here on the Harrison Football Show, getting ready for tonight's game, week two against Jasper, and the Warriors are led by Brody Tapp in the trenches, the junior guard, nose guard, tackle, utility guy. Hey, Brody, how are we doing?
Good.
Really appreciate you coming on. So let's go backwards before we go forwards. I think there was a lot of positives that you can take away from a game against Wright's, one of the best teams you'll find in the area, if not the best team. You guys put up 27 points against them. What did you see working, especially in the trenches where maybe no one is really paying attention, but that's where everything really churns and happens?
We did pretty good down in there. Running the football, we did good. That one pass play, we did good blocking on.
Sure.
That first play that we scored.
Again, Brody Tapp here on WREF and getting ready for tonight's game, week two against Jasper. You know, Brody, before we talk about the Jasper game, I want to ask you about you. For you, I'd imagine that this season is a big step up for you, going from under to upperclassmen. For you, what does your process look like in getting ready for the 2024 season, now that it's here, in staying ready and leading this team, especially in the trenches?
Offensive workouts were pretty good. Off-season workouts were pretty good. Yeah. Didn't miss any practices during the summer. Been fun getting ready for the season.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, right? Getting ready and then having some fun. And again, Harrison, I see it as turning some heads in week one, putting up 27 against Wrights. For you, you're one of the leaders of this team. What do you think people ought to know about Harrison football in 2024 that maybe they don't know right now?
We're going to be better, way better than last year. We're getting better. Been doing better all summer.
What do you see? I'm sorry to cut you off. What did you see as the main difference between last year and this year?
People buying in and doing their jobs. Last year, a lot of people quit and stopped playing and stuff. This year, nobody's quit so far.
I like it. I like it. Brody Tapp is here on WREF for the second week of the Harrison Football Show. Brody, really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck tonight against Jasper. I will ask you one more question before I let you go. What needs to go right for Harrison to walk away with win number one in 2024 tonight?
Being physical on defense, real physical, getting in there, working hard, playing good football.
I like it, Brody. Really appreciate the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
We take a step aside, and Mo Sutton waiting on deck right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Just a few hours away from kickoff between Harrison and Jasper for week two of the 2024 season. I'm Brad Klein. This is the Harrison Football Show, and the head coach, Mo Sutton, joins us as well. So, Coach, let me ask you this. Against Jasper, what's it going to take to get the win tonight?
We're going to have to execute. They're a well-coached team, fundamentally sound, and we're just going to have to execute. You know, we're going to have to fight in the trenches. They're going to run the ball. They're going to try. End the round, we're going to see everything from those guys. I mean, they're hungry for their first win, so we got to be ready tonight.
Jasper coming off of a loss in their own right against Memorial. They only go for 6 points. But what did you see from them on offense that may be something that you're addressing right now and what we're addressing in the week leading up to this game?
Well, they can run the ball. If their quarterback rolls out, he can throw the ball pretty well. So, you know, we'll have to defend. And that's not, you know, been any question of us playing Jasper. We're going to have to defend whether they run it or throw it. We're going to have to be where we're coached to be and make plays.
How do you expect them to address you from their defense to your offense, having put up 27 against Wright?
I still yet to receive the respect in the SIAC as a threat. So I don't think, you know, guys around the conference are really threatened by Harrison until we can do it week in and week out. So I'm not looking to gain their respect, but, you know, we just have to line up and play ball.
Again, you're listening to head coach Mo Sutton talk about Harrison football's matchup tonight against Jasper, a 6:30 start for week two of the 2024 season. And I'm Brad Klein. This is the Harrison Football Show. So we talk about, you know, both sides of the ball there, but what do you think the determining factor of this game is going to be? How will this game be decided?
Well, I mean, it's going to be decided, you know, obviously who scores the most points.
Sure.
But yet, I mean, who stays consistent and who continues to fight? Who continues to fight? We watched those guys against Memorial, and they still were attacking late in the fourth quarter, so they're not going to quit, and we got to make sure we don't quit either.
Head coach Mo Sutton here on WREF, the Harrison Football Show, week two, 6:30 start to week two, Jasper hosting Harrison. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time. Good luck tonight. We're pulling for you. Go get win number one.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You've been listening to the Harrison Football Show on WREF.